This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last week we started asking the question, does it really take a village to raise a child? This was the title of a book, It Takes a Village, was the title of a book that Hillary Clinton wrote in 1996. And in that, she talked about how it really takes a village to raise a child. Last week, we started asking the question, well, is that true? And how do we determine truth? And we saw that, first of all, that in Pilate, by the way, asked, what is truth? And really, even though Pilate asked that because of doubt and unbelief, we should doubt when someone tells us something. We should doubt it. We should actually verify that it is true. Whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or whoever, we should verify that it is true. And how do we verify? First and foremost, we need to realize that all truth that is based on the Word of God. So the Word of God is truth. His Word is truth. And Jesus said that we are to abide in His Word, so that we could be His disciples indeed, so that we should know the truth, and the truth would set us free. What can it set us free from? Well, primarily it will set us free from sin. It will set us free from the bondage of sin, from being a slave of sin. And as we are receive the forgiveness of God, because through the blood of Jesus, we'd also, the Word of God and the truth that is in it, also sets us free from guilt, sets us free from the penalty of sin, and we are able to obey God and to keep His commandments and to follow Him. But we are going to look, as we start to embark on this question, does it really take a child or a village to raise a child? We're going to look at the Bible. And we're going to first look in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God. And here we see, beginning of verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And here we see God creating man. He had already created the world, the earth. He had already created the heavens. He had already created the stars, the sun, the moon. He had created the trees and the grass and everything on the earth. He created land and sea. And then He creates man in His own image. And God created man in His own image. And this is how we get our value. Your value is not based just on your net worth or what you can bring to the table or what you can do or what you can accomplish or how popular you are or how many friends you have on Facebook, how many followers you have on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok, or whether you even know what any of those are, whether you've even been on any of those. Your value is based on your, because the fact that you are created in God's image, and the person, a person that's not able to accomplish what you're able to accomplish, that's not able to do what you're able to do, is just as valuable as you are. And if you're not able to do some things, everyone, no one is able to do everything. And there's always things that other people can do better than what you can do. But our lives are valuable because we are created in God's image. But we see here the created order, and this is a summary really of God creating the heavens and the earth and creating mankind. We'll see in chapter 2, we'll read a little bit more on this, but in verse 27, so God created man in His own image, in the image of God He created him, male and female He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that lives on the earth. And here we see, before God created a child, He didn't create a village. No, God created the family. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Prior to Jesus' ministry, He was filled with the Holy Spirit. After He fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left His temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those He spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Cry out to Him today. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer problems?
You need A Faster PC.
That's right, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, so give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions, and, hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, and you can also type your questions into the live Facebook videos that is going on. And you know what? Facebook had me log in again. And the craziest thing, and by the way, you know, the reason I'm saying this is they typically in the past haven't had people log in at all. But it seems like almost every week I'm having to log in. And the crazy thing about this one is, and again, I have two-step authentication. Now, I am remembering where to get the code from the code generator from the Facebook program on my app. Or the Facebook app on my phone, but I log go to log in and t-
type in the code, and it asks me to review my activity. And it says that someone tried to log in at 10:04 from a Firefox browser. Well, duh, that was me, and I was in the same session. I mean, how in the world could they think it was someone else? I mean, if they did think it was someone else, then someone else would be telling them, answering the question, whether that was me or not. So it's just kind of crazy the way they're doing things, but that's the way they want to do it. So we can just we'll have to roll with that just a little bit. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions and ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And it has been a busy week. We've been resolving computer problems throughout the week, and we're here ready to resolve your computer problems today as well. And that's what we do here at A Faster PC, is we resolve computer problems. So when you have computer problems, well, you know, hey, A Faster PC resolves computer problems. We solve computer problems, and that's what we do here. So we are here, we are available, ready to do that. And of course, today, on today's live radio show, we are here ready to answer your computer questions as well. Now, we did have a caller that, or actually someone that texted or called into our shop last week with a question about their computer. And their question was that they actually have a USB port or a USB plug that stopped working on their computer. And they recalled that in the past, they were able to actually run, there was a script that was run on computers that lost USB connection, and that actually restored the USB connection. So they were actually wondering whether this was what they needed to do. Now, what I can tell you is that in the past, with previous operating systems, there was a glitch where the USB port would just drop out and would stop working, and there was a script that we would run to reset and to correct that issue and to bring the USB ports back. However, that bug is not in Windows 10, that at least not that we have seen. It doesn't mean that it may reoccur, but as far as we have seen, it's not an issue so that particular resolution doesn't work. But when we're talking about a USB key, what we're talking about, let me actually pull one out here. I do have several of them in my pocket. So I'll pull one out just to show you what it is. And this is, again, for those who are on the watching the video on Facebook. And if you're not watching the video on Facebook, I'll verbally describe things. But a USB key, sometimes people call them USB key or thumb drive or jump drive. It's a little device that you plug into your USB port. And some of them have lids, some of them have an end that slides out, but it does have a USB end. And these will come typically today, and it's common to see these in the 4 gigabyte, 8 gigabyte, 16 gigabyte, 32 gigabyte. We've seen 64, 128. We even saw one customer that had 2 terabyte, which is 2,000 gigabytes. But these can go into any USB port. So I'll actually plug them into the one open USB port that I have right now, because I'm using a lot of them for cameras and audio sources. But anyway, I just plugged that in. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over to a full screen so that you can actually, those that are watching on Facebook, can see this. And again, if you're not watching on Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page anytime after the show's over. You'll be able to watch this. And of course, you can go right now, as long as you're not driving down the road. We don't recommend watching A Faster PC radio while you drive down the road. You can listen to us, but you probably need to keep your eyes on the road if you're driving. But anyway, I'll show this and I'll verbally describe it. But what we're going to do is, first of all, I'm going to open up a Windows Explorer. I'm going to do that by holding down the Windows key and pressing E for Explorer. On the left-hand side, I should actually see a list of drives, and that should include the USB drive if it does register and is picked up. So this is my USB drive. Now, if the drive doesn't show up there, one thing you can try is to actually plug it into a different port. If it doesn't work there as well, one thing that you'll want to do is to try a different USB drive, because sometimes the drive itself can become damaged. And I know I've shown here on this show one of mine that actually became damaged. And the issue was that it was in a computer, and it was in the front of the computer, and I spun around in one of those, you know, office chairs that spins around, turns around, and I turned from the right to the left, and my knee smacked right into that USB drive and bent it. And we were able to get the data off of it, but it's not, you know, it really only works if you hold it at a certain angle. So it's not functional anymore. And when I first plugged it in, it, you know, wouldn't work at all. It just has to be in that certain angle to work. So if the drive doesn't show up and another drive doesn't show up, then you're going to want to look and see first of all, if another drive does show up, but the drive you want doesn't show up, but another drive does, then you know that it's probably an issue with the drive. And sometimes we see problems with drives where sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, or they work on some systems and don't work on other systems. But if you can't get really, you try a few different USB drives and none of them work in your computer, then you probably have a problem with, you know, and you may want to try some other USB devices and just see if other USB devices work. But if, you know, one thing you can try is right-click on this PC, and we can do that from the Windows Explorer window. Again, hold down the Windows key and press E, and then in the left-hand pane, depending on your view, but the standard view, you'll see this PC, right-click there, go down to Properties and left-click. That will bring up, well, depending on your operating system, you may bring up the System tab here. Some of the newer operating systems actually bring up the Settings. You can still get to Device Manager there, though. But we're going to click on Device Manager. What I'll have to do when I upgrade, I'll have to show you the steps to go through and get to the Device Manager. But you want to look through in here, and you see here under disk drives, I see my USB stick. Now, you know, if that had an exclamation point or anything else on down here had an exclamation point, like maybe under System Devices, if I had, you know, down here, you're going to have the actual USB controllers. And if I had a USB controller that had a problem, it might have an exclamation point. What you can do at that point is uninstall the device, reinstall it, see if that resolves it. If not, see if you can update the drivers and see if that resolves the issue. Hopefully it does.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. That's right. We are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. And you know, that's what we do here. And we were just talking about and actually answering a question from last week that actually came into our shop. And I actually didn't see the question until it was too late. The really the best way to get on the show is to either call the radio station 772-340-1590 during the live show, or type your question into the live Facebook video. We do monitor that periodically throughout the show. And also, another way you can do it, if you have a question throughout the week, and maybe you're thinking about it, you don't want to don't want to forget it, and maybe you may not even be able to listen live to our show, but maybe you're going to watch the video later. You can actually type your question. We have a post at the top of our Facebook page where we ask you to type a question. So you know, if you have a question, you can ask it there, and we answer. We cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. We did just cover one caller from last week. Again, he called into our shop and asked the question, and I just didn't see it in time to cover it last week. But the issue was with dealing with USB B ports, USB jump drives that don't work. Now, one thing that we do want to just go over also, let me switch back over to a full screen. Just so you know this, a lot of people, when they have these jump drives or thumb drives or USB drives, whatever you want to call them, they can be called a lot of different things. Like I said, they're just portable drives. You can put them in your pocket. You can put them in a bag, put them in your computer bag, whatever the case may be. But anyway, a lot of people just pull these right out of the computer without ejecting them. And the thing is, if you do that, you can corrupt the data on the drive. And you don't want to do that. It's not safe to do that. You can corrupt the data. We don't want you to corrupt the data. So what we're going to want to encourage you to do is to click this. Well, you're going to look for in the lower right-hand corner near the clock, look for a USB key. You don't see it. Go over to the arrow. Now, in Windows 10, the arrow points up. Some previous operating systems, that points to the left. But you're going to click on that. That's going to show you the programs that are running in the background that actually are running, but they're hidden. So look for the little USB. It actually looks like a USB thumb drive, or it's some device that you plug into a USB port. We're going to click on that, and then it's going to give us an option to eject. Now, you want to go down to where it says eject, and it'll have the name of your drive. Mine is an only disk, but it could could have the name of the drive, SanDisk or whatever the name of the drive is. You want to click on that, and that will actually say it's safe to remove, and then you can remove it. Now, by the way, if you have a file open on the drive, it won't say it's safe to remove. And what I'll do is I'll plug this back in, I'll actually show that what actually happens. So let's see if I go down here. Let me just real quick. I'll open up, go back over to my file explorer. Let me see. You know what? I think I closed it out. So I'll open it up, hold down the Windows key, and press E for File Explorer. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to the USB drive. And let me see. Let me see if I can find a file that won't really... So I have this backup file. So if I right-click, go to Edit, and... You can see this is just a generic backup script that we use. So and I also just have this folder open. Even just having the folder open is enough. If I click the arrow and then I click the USB key and I click eject, it's going to tell me the device is currently in use. Close any program or window that might be using the device and then try again. So what I'll do, I'll go here and let me find that backup script, and I'll also close out the Windows Explorer window that has that open just by clicking the X in the upper right-hand corner of each. And then sometimes you have to give it a few seconds. Go ahead and click on the USB stick and then click Eject, and then it'll come up and say Safe to Remove. Now, if it still says that something is using the device, like sometimes if you were installing a program from the device or you were using a file, a lot of times it happens when you're installing a program from the device, then what you're going to have to do, if you can't get it You've closed out all the programs that were using it, and you can't get Windows to release it. What you have to do at that point is either hibernate your computer, then you could remove it, or if you shut down your computer, you could remove it. You could restart it, but if you restart it, you kind of have to pull it out just at the right time after Windows is finished using it and before it starts using it again, just to make sure that you're not potentially corrupting the data on there. And one thing that we do always recommend also is making sure that you have the data that's on your USB stick, have it in more than one location. So if you have that, if you have, let's say, some people actually will transfer their pictures, or they'll keep an important document and it's only on their USB drive. Whether it's a USB thumb drive, you might may call it a jump drive, you may call it a USB stick, or whether it's actually on a USB hard drive. Some people move their files over to there. And that's dangerous because these drives do fail. And because they're plugged in, pulled out, now you probably don't connect yours to computers as often as we do. We connect ours quite often to computers. We're on a regular basis, on a daily basis, we're connecting these to computers, and we're transferring data back and forth from one computer to another with these various USB drives. Because they're, the connection into the computer, and there's actually a lot of connectors here, and there's also, if you were to open up this plastic case, there are connectors, the connectors that are inside of this USB port, or USB, the USB connection, they actually are soldered onto a circuit board inside here. So the plastic that you see on the outside, or the metal that you see on the outside, because some of them are metal, some of them are plastic, whatever that is, that is actually just a cover for the actual device is soldered onto a circuit board. And the case, whether it's plastic or metal, is just there to protect the circuit board. So all these connectors, there are four connectors, they're soldered onto the board. There's memory soldered onto the board. That memory, by the way, has a limit on how many times it can be read from and written to. And sometimes the drives will actually fail. And when they fail, you can still read from them, but you can't write to them. Other times, you can't read or write. And then there's the connections as well that can, if they're bumped, just like I did, and I try to be very cautious. My device was actually quite a bit more expensive than what many people's device is, because my device had actually write protection on it. We use that quite often because we're plugging into computers, and that computer could be infected. If we plug in our USB stick to a computer and it's infected, and it writes that infection to our USB stick, and we put that computer, that stick in another computer, that other computer could become infected. So a lot of times the several, especially if we're scanning for infection, we'll have a USB stick that actually has write protection capability. And then what happens is when we connect it into a computer that's not ours, we have it write protected so that computer can't write an infection back to us. So my USB stick was more expensive, considerably more expensive, probably two or three, maybe even four times more expensive than one that you could buy that's not write protected, because there are only a few on the market that are write protected. So, And I don't like to waste things. So, I was protecting mine to the best extent that I could, but it just didn't occur to me that if I spun from the right to the left, my knee might hit my USB key and damage it, which it did. So if I was able to get the data off of that, but But, you know, it just goes to show you I possibly couldn't get the data off. And we have had customers that have had their device so damaged that it can't be repaired really without sending it out to an outside repair place. Now, some of the problems we can desolder and resolder some situations, but there's no guarantee that it's going to work. And so what I'm saying is you don't want to put all of your eggs in one basket. It's best to keep, as long as you have enough space on your computer, keep your data on your computer. And then in addition to that, also keep your data on a USB stick as well for backup. And what we would say is keep it on more than one, whether it's a USB stick or an external hard drive. You want to keep it on more than one, and keep make sure you have one that's separate from your computer. Why separate from your computer? Well, what happens if you have a fire in the room where your computer is, and your computer is destroyed, and your backup is right where your computer is? Well, very likely your backup will be destroyed. And although that's a rare occurrence, we have had customers that have had their computer and their backup both destroyed by fire. And we also have situations where you have theft. And again, it's rare that you have theft, but we have had customers that have had their computer and their backup both stolen because they were both together in the same location. We also have had, and this is, again, another rare occurrence, but we've had situations where there's sabotage, where someone purposely damages the data on the computer and the data on the backup. And in the cases that we have known, this has happened in a situation where it was at a work where there was a disgruntled employee that did this. But, you know, it could happen even in a home if one person gets upset with someone else. So, you know, you want to protect against your data being destroyed or lost. And so we do recommend, and the fourth type of protection or the fourth thing that you need to protect against, which actually probably is more common and has happened to more of our customers than any the other three, probably the other three combined, definitely the other three combined, is the crypto locker infection, where you're tricked into opening up an email that has an infection that doesn't appear at first to do anything. But what happens is you've launched a program, that program starts encrypting data on your computer. When it gets the data encrypted, it actually launches a window that tells you that the data is encrypted and gives you a certain amount of time to pay. Quite often you're paying in Bitcoin so that you can't get the money back, and you need to go to a certain link. You need to send Bitcoin, a certain amount in Bitcoin. Quite often for a residential customer, it could be $300 to $400. And that happens quite often. And we've had customers that have had their data on their computer and their external drive encrypted because their external drive was connected to the computer at the time the encryption happened.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems?
A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Faster PC. Yes, you do. You do. And we are here. We're back. We're ready to answer your questions, your computer questions, and ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. That's what we do here at A Faster PC. And we do want to be here for you, and we are here for you. So let us know how we can help you. And, you know, right now, this is the time where we are here to provide free technical support. And we've been talking about USB drives, what happens if a USB drive doesn't work. And again, these drives do fail. So that's another reason. That's a fifth reason. And that's probably even more common than the CryptoLocker infection. where these drives just fail. And it happens to external hard drives. It happens to thumb drives, USB drives. And part of the reason is because they're being plugged in and unplugged. There's a drive aspect to it. There's also the connection aspect to it and the controller. And some of the external hard drives, the actual plug-in into the drive is actually you're plugging directly into the drive, but others you're actually plugging into a controller, and that controller can go bad, or the power adapter if it's a larger, the 5 1/4 inch size drive, the controller can go bad as well, the power adapter can go bad, and the power adapter can go bad. If that goes bad, you either have to replace the power adapter or replace the entire enclosure. By the way, if you have a problem with something like that where a drive does fail, maybe it's an external hard drive and it fails, it doesn't necessarily mean all of your data is lost. We have, with several customers, been able to open up the drives, open up the enclosure, pull the drive out. We have connectors that we can connect that to your computer or to one of our computers, copy the data over. If the drive itself is damaged, in quite a few cases, probably the majority of the cases, we can actually still get the data. However, there are some times where the drive is so damaged that we can't. We do have, at that point, external data recovery facilities that you can send the drive out to. It does take a considerable amount of money to recover the data from using one of those data recovery facilities. So, it's not something that you'll want to do unless you have to, and you want to really protect yourself ahead of time by having your data backed up in multiple locations. And by the way, we also have additional enclosures. So the enclosures that allow you to connect it to the computer. If you have an external hard drive, we have, and the enclosure goes bad, but the drive is still good, we have replacement enclosures that we can put that drive into. You also, could just buy another drive, but, getting the data off of the drive is important. And, especially if it's the only place you have the data, because some people, to free up data space on their computer, they actually will copy data over to from their computer. They'll actually not just copy it, but they'll move it from their computer to the external hard drive. And what you have then is, if the external hard drive dies and that's the only place it is, you're DOA. You have no, unless you bring it to a faster PC and we're able to recover it, and if we're not able to recover it, then you're sending it out to an external data recovery facility where you're going to be paying maybe $1,500 to recover your data. It's better to just buy an extra drive. And if you're going to move your pictures, move them or copy them to one drive, to one of the drives, and then move them over to another drive and keep the second drive in a separate location. Even if it's in your car trunk, it's at least separated enough that hopefully you're not going to have such a situation where both of your computer, your backup drive, and your second backup drive are all going to be destroyed. Although, again, if you're moving the data to these drives, then you're only looking at the drives themselves. They're the only place your data is. So, how would you back up your data, if you had a computer? One of the things we'll switch over here to, we'll switch over and show you actually how you can back up your data to a thumb drive. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to plug a thumb drive in, and this is actually a different drive than what I used earlier, but I'll just actually switch over here to show you this. But this, we'll just plug this drive right into the USB port, that'll happen is the computer will indicate that the drive is there. And quite often you'll get a little pop-up here that says select what happens when removable drives are connected. We don't have to, we'll just ignore that. I'm going to hold down the Windows key and press E for Explorer. That'll bring up a Windows Explorer. Now I'm going to resize this to a smaller space on the drive. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually go down on the, and you see when I'm resizing it by clicking on this restore down button. So if the window is less than full screen, this is a maximize button, but it's the same in the same place, it restores it down. Now if this is not, and you see mine is taking up less than half of the screen, but if it were taking up a bigger size, I can actually go to the edges and my cursor turns into a side-by-side arrow on the right edge and the left edge, and I can actually left click, hold down the left button on my mouse or the left button on your touchpad, and I can actually move this, scroll back and forth. I can make it the size that I want, and I can do the same thing on the top. I can make it smaller or larger to the size that I want. I can also go down and I want to select the actual removable drive. And this particular drive happens to have Windows on it. So I'm just using this for an example. I'm going to put that to one side of my screen, hold down the Windows key and press E for Explore again. This is going to open up a second window. This one will already be sized the same size, and I'll just need to, I'm actually clicking on the top bar. When I click on the top bar and hold with the left mouse click, I can actually drag that to where I want it. I want to drag it to a place where it's taking up a different portion of the screen. Now, on the left-hand side of this Windows Explorer window, I have desktop, I have downloads, I have documents, I have pictures, and there's other files that I can, that I access on a regular basis. One place that all of these can be found, though, is actually on the C drive. So what I'm going to do is actually go right down to the C drive, double-click on the C drive. In most cases, the C drive will be where your data is. I'm going to double-click on Users, and then look for your username. I'm going to double-click on that. Now, most of your data is actually going to be here. You'll have contacts, desktop, documents, downloads, Dropbox. If you have Dropbox and you use it, that's something that you can actually get back just by logging, just by installing Dropbox and logging in on another computer. Or if you have to redo your computer, you can get that back. Favorites, which is used by Internet Explorer, is not really used anymore by the newer browsers. There's pictures. There's also down here videos and music. So, well, music is up here, and then videos. So I can actually click on these one at a time, or I can scroll. I can hold down the control key and select multiple ones of these. And what I can do over here on the right side, I'll make a new folder, and I'll just name this backup. So I'll name this backup. I'll double click on it. And then I'm just going to select on the other screen that has my data. I'm going to select, and I'm again holding down the left, the control key. It doesn't matter which control key. And then I'm left clicking on the folders that I want to back up. And then I'm going to right click on those and just drag, and I'm holding down the right mouse button, and I go over to the other side. Now, I can copy it or I can move it. In this case, I just want to copy it because I'm making a backup. So this is how you would make a backup. Now, earlier, I opened up a backup script. And with the backup script, what we can do is we can actually configure a backup script so that everything that you are, that is important to you on your computer is backed up in one step without doing all of this, just by double-clicking on a backup shortcut. And we typically would put that on the desktop. All you would have to do is plug in your backup drive, whether that's a USB thumb drive or a external hard drive, and then you would double click on the backup shortcut, and that would run a script, and it would actually back up all the data over to that drive. And if you have data, because sometimes, you know, we just showed you the main profile data. There is also an app data folder. So this is a hidden folder, but you can get there by going to the end of your name in the address bar of the Windows Explorer, typing your backslash, that's a slash that leans back at the top, and then typing app data and pressing enter. And then there's some data is stored in local and some is stored in roaming. But for instance, if you have a Chrome browser, you can double click here. There's Chromium, that is actually probably Edge, I believe, but although it might be Chromium, I might have installed Chromium on here at one point. But we can go down here and Google is going to have my Chrome information there. I can also go down, let me see, Mozilla has my Firefox data stored there. In the Microsoft, let's see if Edge, so there is Edge profile data, user data inside of Microsoft, so that Chromium must have been an extra program. You also may have in users, you have a public folder, some data is stored in documents. And in fact, I have a check software that is stored in documents, and it's important I back that up, because, you know, if I don't and I need to reinstall that program, well, guess what happens? I have to recreate all the checks. I actually print my own checks, and the configuration for that is in the program in this public documents folder. Some people also will have inside the C drive, they also will have other folders where their data is stored. It's important to know where your data is, to go and find those, and then to be able to back those up. I have my files, and I can back that up. This is a lot of data.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? In the Beginning, God. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. Prior to Jesus' ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. After he fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left his temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those he spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved, and ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Cry out to Him today.